darling. Hello, my name is Alex Cumming, and you are more than welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO Medford. I have a quick special look at the Boston Celtic Music Festival this week with a special guest in the studio. I'll tell you more after Horro. was the amazing sounds of Imar, the incredible Scottish band from their album Avalanche. That was Deep Blue. And before that, you heard the marvellous sounds of Horo with Nuggets from their album Hex. So yes, welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO 91.5 FM and online at www.wmfo.org. I'm doing a little special this week. I'm on for 2 hours again, which is a nice little surprise from 3 to 5. And in the first hour, we're going to be talking all things Boston Celtic Music Festival. And shortly after the next track, we'll be talking to the wonderful Lindsay Straw, who's in the studio to talk and tell us all about the festival as it comes. And it's going to be a lovely show. And, you know, with this lovely English accent, I often play a bit more of the English folk music side of things. But today, the first hour is all Boston Celtic Music Festival artists, and the second hour I'm staying on a bit of a Celtic theme as I'm getting rather excited by the festival coming up. But I'm going to break that a little bit by going back a long way to an album released by Eliza Carthy and Nancy Kerr, two incredible artists in their own right. And back in the day they had a duo, and this is from their self-titled Eliza Carthy and Nancy Kerr album. This is a wonderful version of Bushes and Briars.
Through bushes and through briars, I've lately made my way. All for to hear the small birds sing, and the lambs to skip and play. All for to hear small birds sing, and the lambs to skip and play. I overheard a female, her voice it rang so clear. Long time have I been waiting for the coming of my long time have I been waiting for the coming of my dear. Sometimes I am uneasy and troubled in my mind. Sometimes I think I'll go to my love and tell to him my mind.
Hello, sorry about that. We're having wonderful technical difficulties in the studio today, and I'm not entirely sure why, but there we go. That was almost all of the song Bushes and Briars with Eliza Carthy and Nancy Kerr. And now the exciting moment comes where we introduce our special guest in the studio today, the wonderful Lindsay Straw. Hello.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for having me.
That's right. Thank you so much for coming in and coming to talk about BCM Fest and all. Now, I will say this right this second, as I try and solve the technical difficulties, I'm going to try and talk to you,
yeah,
and interview and talk about BCM Fest while attempting to fix the problems at the same time.
I'll try to talk too much so that you have some time.
That's perfect, actually. And you've come way more prepared than I have, in that you've got this beautiful printed out coloured sheets of information, and I have this scribbled piece of paper with bullet points and like maybe 4 words max on each bullet point. So, you know, you are so super, super prepared.
I gotta represent.
Well, first of all, before we kind of delve into more of the specifics of this year and a little bit of how it started, can you just tell us roughly what is Boston Celtic Music Festival? What is it? What would people expect if they came to a Boston Music Festival event?
So BCM Fest is an entirely local music festival. So everybody who plays in the festival is made up or comes from the Boston area or has ties to the Boston area, except for, of course, our fabulous mentors, who are some folks who we've brought in from other areas who have had a big influence on the Celtic music scene in Boston. So you get a lot of people who you might not necessarily see in a lot of other places. You get some younger musicians who are just starting out or trying out some new collaborations, and BCM Fest is a great platform for them to try that out. But you also get some of the older folk who maybe represent the traditions, more traditional styles, and they're given a platform to play as well. And you might not necessarily see them out at clubs or other places because they're not everybody's a full-time musician. It's kind of a nice mix of the full-time folks and people who do it for fun or people who do it sort of semi-professionally. So you have kind of a wide spread of not just the Scottish, Irish, and Cape Breton styles, but also different levels of involvement and different levels of experimentation and tradition bearing and all that sort of good stuff.
No, I absolutely love the huge variety of acts you seem to get as well. And you also, the festival seems to, like, a lot of people assume it's kind of this sort of big concert thing, but you do have other events going on as well.
You have
dances, you have workshops, as well as sessions, mm-hmm. and various other ways to get involved in the festival, which is really lovely, which I think keeps with that kind of idea you have of, like, being this sort of big local community thing, because it just sort of rallies everyone together in all the different ways that this sort of, like, traditional music world does. It's really lovely.
Yeah, really. You draw in all these different elements. You draw in all the dancers as well as the musicians to be a part of this big thing that is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really nice. So we're going to talk a bit more about the origins of the festival after we hear a track from one of the people appearing at the festival this year.
Great.
We're going to hear a track from the awesome and very lovely Hanneke Castle.
Yes, oh, wonderful.
This is one of my favourite tracks, and it's got a great name to it as well. It's called Dot the Dragon's Eyes. Thank you. the incredible sounds there of Hanukkah Castle, who is performing this year at Boston Celtic Music Festival, BCM Fest. And I'm joined, as you know before, if you were tuned in from the beginning, with the lovely Lindsay Straw, who is involved in helping out at the BCM Fest. So we sort of like talked about what you would expect and kind of what BCM Fest is, but I'm kind of interested in how it all first came about. How long has it been going, and kind of what inspired this festival to first come about, and who was involved, and you know.
Yeah. So I've only been involved for the last maybe 10 years or so. So I missed out in the first 7 years, unfortunately. But it's been around since 2004, and it was started by our founders, Laura Cortese and Shannon Heaton. And I think what their goal at the time was to have something where musicians could come together and have an opportunity to play, as well as connect and get, you know, hang out with each other in January, which typically isn't really a very busy time for a lot of musicians. So they found this, they partnered up with Club Passim and started putting on this whole festival, and it just, I think it's just kind of grown from there.
It's a really fun thing. So it's been going on quite a long time now, which is...
Yeah, this is the 17th year.
And that's super exciting. And how much has the festival grown? Do you know, it started quite a small festival. I know Club Passim weren't originally involved in it, but kind of over the years, it kind of... in like it exploded over Harvard Square, and now is helped run by Club Passim, sponsored, and various other people in the community as well, which is super. I mean, it's, you've got some incredible. What venues are involved this year at this part of the festival?
So this year we have Club Passim, of course, which is going to be the host for the Thursday and Friday night concerts, as well as part of the Saturday Day Fest. But now for the last couple of years we've been involved with the Sinclair, who have been the host of some of the Saturday Day Fest as well as the Saturday Night Nightcap concert. So that's where the biggest concert of the whole weekend happens. Plus we also have the sessions that are going to be happening at the Harvard Smith Center, and that's it. Oh, and the Urban Cayley is at the Atrium. So
you got some really cool venues involved.
Yeah.
When I saw a couple of years ago when the Sinclair first got involved, that was, I thought, a really exciting turn.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really exciting because when I first started going to the Boston Celtic Music Festival, I think it was taking part in the church opposite opposite Club Passim, which was a beautiful venue. And it was great for workshop space, and it had this beautiful sanctuary that they had set up with this huge stage, and it was really lovely. But it was a lot of work to turn it into a music venue. I was sad to see it go, but to see somewhere like a major music venue in the area, like the Sinclair, like basically embrace this Celtic and traditional music, was a really exciting turn, I think.
Yeah, I think I do miss the church a little bit too, because it did provide sort of an interesting venue to have all sorts of little things popping up. But the Sinclair is really cool, and it does make everything it seem kind of more exciting, and I don't know. Yeah, I like it a lot.
And a little less work and set up for the festival too, I think.
Yeah, exactly. There's all that stuff that's already there, so you just get to show up and just play.
Yeah, it's really lovely. And actually, we'll talk a bit more about the programming in just a second.
Okay.
But this is a music show after all, and I want to kind of give a little bit of excitement about some of the artists performing. And one of my favorite local duos at the moment is Rakish.
Oh, I love those guys.
The wonderful the music they make is so lovely, and they make such a good sound for just two people as well.
They do,
so
yeah, they're incredible.
And I'll tell you where you can find them at the festival after we hear this. This is from the Rakish's EP. This is one of my favorite current versions of the song Waterbound. Yes, Waterbound. Oh, see, technical.
Oh, no.
We got technical. Oh,
there we go.
Waterbound.
Shining bright, a storm come up and the trees come down. I tell you boys, I was waterbound on a stranger's shore. ever rising to my door. I carried my home to the field below. Waterbound, nowhere to go.
Awesome, Rakish with Waterbound, and you can catch them at BCM Fest this coming weekend. They are performing on Saturday at Club Passim at 5 p.m. and we'll be back with some more chats about the festival right after this.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
So I'm here in the studio with the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO Medford 91.5, talking all about the Boston Celtic Music Festival, which is happening this weekend. And I'm joined by one of the committee members, the wonderful Lindsay Straw. Hello.
Hello.
So we've kind of talked a bit about the origins and how it all started, but I want to kind of have a look into this year's programme, because it is a really exciting programme and it seems very full, and even some days there's multiple things going on at the same time, so it's
indeed
kind of crazy to choose what to do.
Yeah.
But I believe this year the festival was starting on Thursday.
Yes, which Thursday night.
Which is exciting. So what sort of exciting... We have what they call the first round at Club Passim, which I believe actually you're performing at, which
I am, yes.
Very exciting.
Yes, so the Thursday first round concert will feature Cape Breton Trip Through Time, which is Jake Brillhart and Janine Randall and Leland Martin. And then the Ivy Leaf, my quartet, will be playing, and then the Hanukkah Castle Trio will follow us. But I will mention, apparently that show is sold out already, so sorry for any folks who don't already
really?
Have tickets. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about that one. Oh well.
Bummer.
Oh. That would have been a good gig.
That would have been a good
gig. But
yes.
If you've got tickets, you are very lucky and you're going to have an amazing time.
Yes.
But
there's also Festival Club.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
if you're a night owl, you can come out at 10 p.m. to Club Passim for the Festival Club, which is sort of our late night, more experimental, fringier set. And that'll feature Sarah Collins and Eamon Sefton and Corner House, which is a group that mixes some bluegrass and old time with Celtic, and Wilma, which is a group that mixes some film score and classical elements with the Celtic side of things. So things will get a little bit more crazy and interesting.
And those of you who've been listening to the show for a while will be very aware of Corner House. There were two of which, Ethan and Louisa, were live in the studio a little while ago. And
nice.
I played the music a fair amount because I like them a lot.
Yeah, they're great.
So I believe the Festival Club is one of the newer features.
Yes.
It's not new this year, but one of the newer features of the festival, which seems like a really nice idea.
Yeah. I think last year was our first year doing it, and I had a really fun time playing that, like, the night that I did it. It definitely had a loose, kind of more casual feel to it. People were getting up and hooting and hollering and just having a pretty wild time. Not you know, the typical Club Passim sitting down and being quiet time, a little bit more rowdy.
Oh, that's really good fun. And then things carry on again on Friday, again, only in the evenings. But there are three choices of things to go and see on Friday. Some are more participatory than others. but at Club Passim, some of my favorite musicians are performing. You tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so we'll have Yaniv Jacoby and Eric Boodman playing some Quebecois fiddle and Irish bouzouki. They're really fantastic. I'll be performing again with Christine Hedden and Rebecca McGowan. We're doing a sort of song and tunes and dance mix of Irish music. And then following us will be Louise Beacon with her project, sort of a multimedia project called Out of My Own Light.
It's all about her family, as one of her family members who traveled from Orkney all over Canada and back. And it's a really fascinating project.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see that in person.
And I may well even play a track of that very, very soon as well. Yeah, I'm going to play another track of that a bit later on the show. There's another two things. You've got the Festival Club again. And we'll play a track from one of the artists performing of that in just a second. But also another thing I'm very excited about. I grew up in the Ceilidh dancing scene of the UK. And so the Urban Ceilidh at the Atrium is also on Friday night,
which is
super exciting, and led by some performances by some incredible people. The Urban Ceilidh at the Atrium has been a feature of the festival for a while now, I believe.
I think it's always been a part of it. As far as I know, I'm not too sure about the early years, but as long as I can remember, it's definitely been a feature of it. And it's described as contradance meets mosh pit. So just to give you a sense of what a fun, wild time it is. And it definitely gets pretty crazy, and it seems like a lot of fun for people who actually dance, which I'm not one of them, but I like to watch.
And the music is always really cool as well. Music in Ceilidh is just really good fun. There's also, so that will be where with the Treaty Trio, and there'll be some of the Cape Breton Trip Through Time thing again. There'll be Abby McCurry, who's a wonderful person I actually met in the UK first, who's also an incredible fiddler and cooler. And Laura Cortese and friends with Hanukkah Castle will also be there that night as well, which is that seems like an amazing lineup of people anyway, let alone having the crazy mosh pit contradance Ceilidh thing going on at the same time. Like, that's exciting night.
Yeah, so whether you're an Irish dancer, Scottish dancer, or a Cape Breton dancer, we've got something for everybody.
Yeah, and then if you're still awake, there's the Festival Club on Friday night with Calico, McKinley James, and Lily Honigberg. I can never...
Yeah.
Says it. They're string duo.
Yes.
It's easier to say.
Really wonderful string duo.
And then another local band, Scottish Fish, who are... probably one of the most exciting sort of like up and coming bands in the area at the moment.
Yeah, they've been a part of BCM Fest for a long time.
And so I thought I would play a track of theirs now. This is a set of theirs called this is a fun thing for a dyslexic to try and say, and I get my words muddled up quite a lot. This is called Biggles Bogs. And then a tune called Road to Erogy. Enjoy this, my darlings.
Thank you.
was the marvellous sounds of Will Woodson and Caitlin Finley and Chris Stevens. And they will be performing on Saturday. Well, at least Will and Caitlin will be at least at the Day Fest at BCM Fest, which is what I'm here talking to Lindsay Straw about. Hello again.
Hello again.
So, yeah, we've talked a bit about some of the programme building up to the weekend, but there is so much packed into Saturday. Like, I'm just looking at the programme right now. I'm just like, I don't even know where to start. But I know there are a few... Well, actually, I will be very selfish and plug one thing first.
Your band.
My band, Bellwether, are performing at Club Passim at 10:45 a.m.
Ooh, right early.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Right before... Although I have kids, so I'm going to be up at like 6 a.m., so I'm fine.
Oh, so yeah,
I don't know about Louise and Eric, the other two. They don't have kids, but, you know, I'll be up and ready and awake. But we're playing right before Will Woodson and Caitlin Finley, so there's a nice little tie-in.
Nice.
So 10:45, come and see me perform. If you've never seen me perform, I never play my own music on this show, so, because there's nothing really worse than sitting and listening to your own self sing and play music.
That can be awkward.
Well, talking of awkward, I'm going to play some of yours in a minute.
Oh, no.
But anyway, talking of the Day Fest, I know there's so many, there's too many to name about who's performing on that day, but there are a few little highlights which we're particularly excited about. What sort of particular things are there? Key points in the day that you're excited about?
Well, so the main things to talk about are, so we have the Mentors that are performing on Saturday, both during the Day Fest and in the Saturday Nightcap concert. And so during the Day Fest, there will be a couple of in the round sessions, and we'll have featured Kevin Doyle, who is our dancer, who's our mentor dancer, who's being featured. And we'll also have Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac, who have come to us from Cape Breton, and they'll be doing some sets with some other folks from the Boston scene.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
And now I know there's this really cool project that's happened, and there's going to be a film screening of it.
Yeah.
You can tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, Rebecca McGowan and Jackie O'Reilly have made a visual album called From the Floor. They're two wonderful Irish dancers, and they'll be doing a screening of it as well as a Q&A session afterwards at Club Passim, I think in the middle of the day.
And it's the sound is amazing, and it visually is gorgeous too. And it's kind of like this exploration of music and dance and step dance. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's going to be super exciting. So what you could do is turn up to the Day Fest at 10 a.m., watch the Treaty Trio, watch my band Bellwether, stay for Will Woodson and Caitlin Finley, and then watch the screening.
Yeah, just never leave.
Never leave. You just stay there all day. But not to mention the fact that there is also stuff going on at exactly the same time at the Sinclair, which is super exciting. And there's, what looks like there's going to be music and also dance performances as well, which is super exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of dancing at Sinclair.
I know at 1 p.m. there's the Highland Dance Boston performing, which will be a really cool sight to see. When you get to see Highland dancing done to like a really high level, it's really quite exciting.
Yeah.
So, and there's the Sinclair has a really good space for that. So that'll be really exciting. And I do know at the end of Day Fest in the Sinclair at 4:10 p.m. to be very precise.
Yeah.
I'm also almost expecting it to say 4:10:30. A wonderful band called the Ivy Leaf will be performing, which I believe that you are part of, Lindsay.
Yes, indeed. I'm one quarter of that band.
And tell us a bit about the Ivy Leaf as you're here.
So we're a quartet, and we've been playing music together for about 10 years now. We've had a little bit of a personnel changeover. One of our founding members, Caroline O'Shea, has left for Ireland, so she's been not really replaced, but she has been Armin's partner.
Ben, other partner.
He only has one. his other musical act with his partner, Ben Gagliardi. They are also the Vox Centers, but now they are also both in the Ivy Leaf. Armin's has always been part of the Ivy Leaf, but now we all form a little quartet together. Me, Dan Accardi, Armin Derriman, and Ben Gagliardi. But this year, during the Day Fest, Caroline will be joining us for that set as well. So she's going to be our special founding member guest. We're very excited.
That's really exciting. You're going to be a five piece.
Yeah.
That's...
We might even be a six piece if her husband joins us too. So
wow.
This
seems like a gig not to miss, really.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun. We're excited.
That's so exciting. And I really love your band, because like the harmony singing is particularly a really special moment for me. The harmonies that you all create is really lovely, and I mean the album you recorded was with your original member, mm-hmm. right? But I've also seen some of the videos with Ben and the band as well, and hearing some of those harmonies going as well. Just a really nice combination. Not to mention the instrumental wonderfulness of the band too, you know.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, we do a lot more songs than we used to, so now it's kind of a more even split.
Yeah. It's super lovely. And I'm going to play a track from that album. Well, I'll play you, meaning the audience. You've already heard this and probably will run around with your hands over your ears as we were discussing in the break, that listening to your own voice is a bit of a horrible moment.
Not always ideal.
But I'm going to play you On Raglan Road. It's a lovely song. Anything particular to say about it other than enjoy?
Enjoy, hopefully.
All right, this is Lindsay and her band, The Ivy Leaf.
On Raglan Road of an autumn
That was the beautiful music of the Ivy Leaf with On Raglan Road. That was also the wonderful Lindsay Straw on guitar and vocals there. Was
yeah.
it? Yeah, beautiful. That was really nice. And you can catch the Ivy Leaf at 10 minutes past four at the Sinclair on Saturday. And also, Lindsay, you said you're performing at some point else during the weekend. I'm just trying to find it again. The schedule is so full. Oh, yes, on Friday night at the Roots and Branches part of the festival at Club Passim from 7 o'clock. Now, so we kind of had touched a little bit on Saturday. There's so much going on Saturday. So you can find out more information by heading to passim.org and clicking on the links, I guess, through to BCM Fest.
Yeah, passim.org/BCMFest is the...
Perfect.
Fastest way.
It's like you know what you're talking about, isn't it? But there was another special thing that's happening on Sunday that I'm particularly excited about as well. Before we touch a bit more on the mentors as well, which I mm-hmm. want to hear a bit more about. But there's two things. There's one event which happens fairly regularly at Passim, which has kind of been given a Boston Celtic Music Festival special. Which is the brunch.
Oh, yes.
Which is...
the delicious Passim brunch.
The food at Club Passim is pretty incredible. And
yeah.
The brunch is...
amazing. Mwah,
it's really good. But also, there's workshops happening. And one thing that Club Passim does, which many people might not realise, as well as being an amazing music venue for live performances, they're also an incredible resource for learning. And they run a lot of classes and workshops through the year.
Yeah.
So they have the perfect space for offering these workshops. And on Sunday, there are workshops.
Yes.
Which is super exciting. Can you tell us a bit more about some of that Sunday workshopping?
Yeah. So our mentors this year are Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac, who are coming to us from Cape Breton. And Mary Jane's going to offer a workshop called Work Songs in the Cape Breton Scottish Gaelic Traditions. She's a wonderful singer who sings in Gaelic as well as English. So that's going to be a really great workshop to drop in on if you're interested in that. And then Wendy McIsaac is putting on a workshop called Putting Cape Breton Sets Together. And she's a wonderful fiddler and pianist and dancer. So I'm sure she has a lot of really great insights about forming Cape Breton sets, if that's something that you're trying to get better at.
That's super exciting. You have one more mentor this year as
we
well,
do,
right?
Yes. He's not doing any workshops at Passim, but Kevin Doyle is our dancing mentor this year. He comes to us from Rhode Island. He's a local guy, but he has won the National Heritage Fellow awarded by the National Endowment for the Arts, which is the highest wow. honor as a folk musician in the United States.
That's really exciting, that,
yeah.
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a wonderful dancer. We're very excited to have him.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. Well, I thought, you know, touching on them, I would play some music from Mary and Wendy. And this is a gorgeous song called Yellow Coat.